Today's daf is daf Nun Ches, and we're going to begin on daf Nun Zayin on the base at the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Ein Moedin El Bechevel Shon Nun Ama, by Pachas V'Layoser, the rope that you will use to measure the Tchum, the 2,000 Ama, should be a rope of 50 Amas, not longer or shorter than 50 Amas. Not longer, as the Gemara will explain, because if it's longer, it could sag, and once it sags, you won't get an accurate read. And if it's shorter, given that the rope is made out of material, so you always could pull it, and you'll get a little extra. So Chazal recognized that could happen. And they were okay with it. We're dealing with Tchumim. We're going to learn tomorrow in the Gemara, the Tchum ad Rabbanon. However, they didn't want it to be abused. So they said, with a rope of 50 amos, if you'll get a little extra, it's fine. But to do it too many times, because you've been using shorter ropes, that's unacceptable. And as Rashi and the Rishonim explain, how were these ropes held? The way it was held was there were two people measuring together, holding the two ends of the rope by their chest, and measuring the 50 amos at a time. There's one shaila that the Rashba discusses. What happens? Do you have to have two people, or could you have one person, and that the other side of the rope, I'll put a pole down, and I'll tie the rope to that side of the pole, and I'll measure. If I only have one person, I'm only on the road myself, and I want to measure the tchum. Some Rishonim say, doesn't make a difference. Two people is only a matter of convenience. Because the way the Rishonim look at this Mishnah is as follows. It's going to be relevant to a number of shailas we'll discuss today, Mitzvah Shem. One way is to learn is that the Mishnah is mentioning the most convenient, halachically acceptable way to measure. The other way of looking at it is that no, Chazal told us this is the way they want you to measure, and any other way will not be acceptable. I'll give you another example. The Rishonim discuss, as I said, that how is it measured? The two people stand with the rope by their chest, and that's how they measure. When you measure it with the rope by your chest, you're going to get probably a little more of a generous read than if you would actually put the rope on the floor. Now, so what's pshat in the Mishnah? Again, is it that the Mishnah told you, you know what, we're not going to make you bend down and every 50 amos pick up the rope and measure? Or is pshat, no, Chazal want us specifically to measure that way because they want a uniform method of measuring. Continues the Gemara, V'lo yimdad el kenagaliba, you should keep it by his chest. Somebody is measuring and he reaches a valley or a fence that fell down and now is in his way. So you can't just continue measuring as he's been measuring till now, because this stands in the way. So the Mishnah will now discuss something we're called Mavliyai, which is shown in diagram 213 on page 71. Which is exactly the situation we have here. The town ends where we see the wall. We have the person begin measuring the flat surface, and now he hits a valley. So does he have to go and measure the valley, go into it? That's one question. Another question is, does he have to measure the walls of the valley? There are walls here. Or does he just go on top of it? So the Mishnah says that if the valley, the gap is 50 amos or less, all he has to do is go from one end of the valley to the other end of the valley, and it's fine. And the same thing would be if it was a fence. The only thing with a fence is we have to sort of build wall. We have to build a pole, because how are you going to get across the top? In a valley, you could just go across the open space. If it was a mountain or a broken fence, you would have to put up two poles and a string across the top. Now, as we were learning the Gemara, these words of Chayz L'Midasai are really very critical words. What is the Mishnah teaching us when it says Chayz L'Midasai, that you go back measuring? Of course you go back measuring. You did your Havlah, and now you keep on going until you get to 2,000 Amos. What is the Mishnah trying to teach us with Chayz L'Midasai? So the answer is described with diagram 214. At diagram 214, there's an interesting situation. We have the valley that we just described, but here we have like this. When you leave the town, the valley is more than 50 amos wide. So Havlah is not an option available to you, because Havlo has to be 50 Amos or less, because the rope you're using, as we began the Mishnah, is only 50 Amos. But the way the valley works is that it gets narrower further higher up, as the picture shows. So what the Mishnah is teaching us is, what the person does is, although he's measuring, let's say, from the corner of the wall, when he gets to the valley, he walks till where it's less than 50 amos wide, continues measuring, that's what Rashi learns, continues measuring it in the method that we described, would have law, and then, when he gets past the valley, he goes back to where he was, as the picture shows, and he continues measuring. That's what the Mishnah is teaching us with the words v'chayz l'midasai. Continues the Mishnah. Higia lahar, if he gets to a mountain. So just like you could have the need to do havla when you reach a valley, you would have the need to do havla when you reach a mountain. And teaches us the Mishnah, mavliyoi v'chayz l'midasai. However, ovach l'yetzi chutzutchum. What does the Mishnah mean with the words of Achla Yetzir Chutzutchum? So as we're going to learn the Gemara on Amabay, it's pshat like this. We just learned, going back to diagram 2.14, that if the valley is wide where you need to measure, but narrow higher up, so you move yourself up and measure there. But let's say the area where it got narrower is Chutzutchum. So now you have a situation that people who see you going there to measure may erroneously believe that that area is not Chutzutchum. What's the proof that it's not Chutzutchum? I'm measuring in that area. So if I'm measuring that area, isn't that the best proof that it's Toichetchum? And they'll come to walk there even though it's Chutzutchum. Says the Mishnah, although we allowed you to do what picture 2.14 represents, we only allow it if that area where it gets narrower is Toichetchum. Now Taisa asks a different question. Taisa asks, why did the Mishnah teach us this din of Havla in two separate dinim? First the Mishnah teaches us the din of Havla by a guy or a gather, and then the Mishnah teaches us the din of Havla by a mountain. It's the same din. So the Mishnah should have said it once. By a mountain or a valley, do Havla. So Taisa, I think, answers that we're going to learn in the Gemara that the halacha of a mountain and a valley are not actually identical. We'll learn it in the Gemara. That's why the Gemara, even though by Havla, they are basically identical, but since mountains and valleys are not identical in Halacha, so the Mishnah separates it into two categories. Another pshat that I saw from the Tosfos Yontif is that we're going to learn soon the Halacha, the next Halacha, of Mekadrin. We'll explain it in a minute. So, and the Mishnah says that the halacha of Mekadrin was taught by mountains. The Tanoim then went and extrapolated and applied the halacha of Mekadrin that we learned, we had a Mesorah, by mountains, they applied it to valleys. So that's why the Mishnah wanted to keep mountains separate, because that's where we learned the halacha of Mekadrin, and the other halachas are only learned from there. And that's what the Mishnah Taka teaches us. If you can't do Havla, what's the simplest reason you can't do Havla? It's because it's too wide and you're only allowed to use a rope of 50 amos. That's the simplest situation. What you could do is Kidur, which is represented in diagram 2.15. The way it works is like this. You have two people. The rope that they use, as the Gemara will say in Amud Beis, is 4 amos. One person holds the rope by his chest, and the other person holds the rope by his feet, and you keep on going up the mountain that way and counting the 4 amos until you get to your 2,000 amos. The truth is, the Rishonim point out, by doing this, every 4 amos, you gain the height of a half a person. Because you only look at the top, you look at the bottom half, not the top half. But that's okay, that's Chazal located. Just like Chazal said, so when you measure in a regular situation and you have two people holding the rope by the chest, one person may be taller than the other. So that also would cause some discrepancy. But Chazal said regarding the height of people, most people are pretty close in height to each other, and we could just do that way. Begins the Gemara. Menonimili, from how do we know that we use a rope of 50 amma? Amar Yudah Marav, Damakra, the Pasuk says, it's a Pasuk we worked a lot with in this Masechta, in describing the dimensions of the Chatzar HaMishkan, Orech HaChatzar Mei Ba'ama, the length was 100 Amos, V'roich of Chamishim Chamishim, and it was 50 Amos wide. So now the question is, why does it say Chamishim B'Chamishim? It should say Chamishim. The Torah's teaching us, says the Gemara, Amr Torah, what the Torah is trying to teach us, B'chaval shel chamishim amah medayim, use a 50 amah rope to measure. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that that's what this pasuk is teaching us? Hamiboyle, we needed to teach us another halacha. We needed to teach us litol chamishim ulasavev chamishim, that when we spoke about a karfif, which is 50 by 50, it's the dimensions we use. We said, where do we get those dimensions from? We went to Gemara and Daf Chav Gimel. We got the dimensions from the Pasuk Chamishim Chamishim, that we turned the Chatzar HaMishkan, which actually was a rectangular, into a square. So that's what we need the Pasuk for. Answers the Gemara, MK Lemakra Chamishim Chamishim. And that's what the Pasuk was teaching us. I should have just said Chamishim Chamishim. My Chamishim B'Chamishim. Why did the Torah say the word Chamishim Bi with that extra base? Chamishim? Sham Minotarati. We learn two things. We learn the dimensions of the Chatzar HaMishkan, of a Karfif, and we also learn that you use a rope of 50 amos to measure the Tchum. So the Mishnah said, Leipach Slayoyser. Don't use a rope that's less than 50 amos or larger than 50 amos. Tana, Leipachos Mnei Shemarba. Don't use a rope that's smaller because you're going to end up getting too much. And we explained this in the Mishnah. Because every time you use the rope, you schlep it a little. So let's say it's a rope of 40 amos. You're going to get a little more than 40 amos. And Chazal don't want you to get that much extra. V'layoyse, don't use ropes that are larger than Shemad. Mad, as we explained, because the larger the rope, the more likely is that it's going to sag. Amar Vasi, ain't more than El B'chavel Shalav Skima. The type of rope you should use, what's the material it should be made out of, is afskima. Ask the Gemara, my afskima, what is that afskima? Amr of Abba, nagila. My nagila, what is a nagila? Amr of Yaakov, dikla dechad navra. It's the vine. Some palm trees have only one vine growing around it. The rope, that material is the rope that we're talking about. Ikad Amri, my afskima, what is afskima? Of Abba, amr nagila. Of Yaakov, amr dikla dechad navra. So what's the nafkamina between the first version and Dikad Amri? According to the first version, Afskima, Nagila, and Dikla Dechad Navra is all one and the same. According to the Ikad Amri, Afskima is either Nagila, which the Gemara doesn't define, or it's Dikla Dechad Navra. Tanya Amr of Yeshua ben Chananya. Ein lecha sheyofla medida, there's nothing better to be used for measuring. Yoisa mishal shaloy shabazel, better than metal chains. Why? Because when you're dealing with metal chains, you can't schlep them. Metal doesn't give. Avamana, so what should we do? Shrei amra taira, or biyade chaval amida, there's a nevuah which was said to Yecheskel, where it describes the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi and all the exact dimensions, and he says, use this rope to measure. So you see that rope can be used to measure. So there's a very interesting shaila in the Meiri. The Gemara is saying here that really the best thing to use is a metal chain. But the Navi says you can use rope. So we don't have to be better than the Navi. So ask the Meiri, so if somebody wants to use a metal chain, could he use a metal chain or not? So it's a very interesting shot. What does the Gemara mean with a metal chain? The Meiri says, then a metal chain, shashalosh shabazel, is what it means. Metal chains. So he says, although with a metal chain you won't have a problem that you could pull it, you can't pull metal, you could have a problem of sagging. So therefore the Meiri says, lechatchila should not use a metal chain. However, Rav Yaakov Emden defines shashalosh shabazel not as a metal chain. He defines it as a tape, like a tape measure, like you'll have a tape measure made out of metal. According to him, that's perfect. You have no problem that you could schlep it. You can't pull it out. It's metal. And on the other hand, since it's a skinny piece, it won't sag. So according to him, if somebody wanted to be machmer and use shashalosh shabazel, that would be the perfect type of measuring item because it doesn't have any sagging, it doesn't have any pulling. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that they're going to use rope? They had a measuring stick. So you see that they didn't use rope, they used a stick. Answers the Gemara, The stick was only used to measure the sha'arim, the gates. But the rest of the Beis Hamikdash, all of the other things, were measured with a rope. Says the Gemara, Tanya Rabbi Yosef, Shloshi Chavam Hem. In Halacha, we find three types of ropes made out of different materials. There's a rope made out of Mogog. Mogog is made out of reeds. Shal Netzer, which is made out of willow branch. And Shal Pishtim, made out of linen. Shal Mogog, the one made out of reeds, was used leparah, for the parah adurim. The Tanan, the Mishnah says in Masech the Parah, Kafsua b'chavla magog, they tied up the parah aduma with a rope made out of reeds, Mnasnua gaba merachta, and it was put on the mizbeach. Why? Because the halacha is that everything done in the preparation of the parah aduma had to be done with tahara. It was very makbata, everything should be done with a tahara. Using a rope that could be makabel tuma and might have been makabel tuma would potentially be metame the paraduma. That's why Chazal said use a rope made out of reeds, which is not makabel tuma, and you won't have any problem that the paraduma could become tame. Ask Tosfos, why do I have to use a rope made out of reeds just to avoid tuma? I have a different answer. Even if you have a rope made out of material, but if that material was not woven, it cannot be makabel tuma. So take a regular material rope, just not woven, and use that for the paraduma. Why do I have to go out of the way to use a rope made out of reeds? So Taisa says, since we're so makbid, as we said a moment ago, regarding the tahara of a paraduma, we want to go out of our way to use something that's tahar. So not only do we use a rope that's not tamei, we use a rope that can never become tamei. A rope out of material theoretically has a situation, it could become tamei. If you weave it, it could become tamei. A rope made out of reeds can never become tamei. So that's why we want to prefer to use that rope. Where we have the tsarim, a rope made out of willow branches, that was l'soita. The Tanan, the Mishnah says in Masech the Soita, that after, when the woman who's suspected to be a mezana, to be a soita, is brought to the Beis HaMikdash, so we embarrass her and they rip her clothing, but they don't want it to be exposed. So what do? Maybe chavala mitzri, they bring this rope, which is a very coarse, inferior rope, the kashal amalam adadeo, and they tied her dress above her breast that her dress shouldn't fall down. So again, they use this very cheap rope to embarrass her. And so pishtun, a rope made out of linen, is what we're learning in our sugya, limadida, that it was used for measuring the tchum. So we learned in the Mishnah, hayamayda v'igia, if somebody was measuring and he got to a valley, so we learned that he does what we explained called havla. Then the Mishnah continued, as we learned the Mishnah, chayz l'midasai, midatani chayz l'midasai, that he goes back measuring. So obviously the Mishnah is teaching us something with those words. What's the Mishnah teaching us? Mechlal, dem eni yochel avliyoy, that he came to a spot where he could not do avla, and we refer back to diagram 2.14. Hoylech lemakim shiyochel avliyoy, so if we are measuring, the gap is too wide, it's wider than 50 amos, so the halacha allows me to walk up to where the gap is less than 50 amos. Im eni yochel avliyoy, if the gap here is too wide and I can't do avla, hoylech lemakim shiyochel avliyoy, I'll walk up to a place where it's narrower, avliyoy, and then with tzayfik in the negim dasay, and I keep my eye, that's this broken yellow line, that when I go back to where I was, v'chayze, and I go back to measure along the line as is shown. Says the Gemara, tanina lahad tana rabbanan, the way we're explaining the Mishnah is actually what the Braisa says explicitly. It says in the Braisa, hayamoydeid v'gig hamida l'gai im yochel avliya b'chavel shel chamishim amma, if I get to a valley and I could do avla with a rope of 50 amas mevliya, do it. But if it's not doable, hayalach l'makom shiyochel avliya, you go to where I could do it, umavliya v'tzayf v'chayz l'midasay. Says Braisa v'aita, there's no diagram for this, so we're going to have to, you'll have to work with me. A guy ma'okim is, let's go back to diagram 2.14. And the way to explain it is as follows. This valley that we have here is a straight valley. It may not be equal in width. It's wider in some spot, it's narrower in another spot. But we're talking here, a guy mokum is that the valley continues along the top. So it's like an L. It's an L shape. Mokum by definition means a curve. So it's a curve. It's not only along this corner, let's say from the bottom left to the top, it also goes along the right to left side of the diagram. That's called a guy mokum. Tells us the Braisa, Umhaya guy mokum, if it's a guy mokum, so what happened is like this. Here we have a situation with a narrow area, where the narrow area is not along the same line what I'm measuring. The narrow area is along the top, which is not the area that I'm measuring. There, says the Braisa, I don't have the heter of saying, you know what, I'll go to the narrow area. You know why? Because the narrow area is not where I'm measuring. Then the only eights that we have is like we learned at the end of the Mishnah, that whenever Havla is not doable because it's too wide, so what we do is Kedur. Now, the truth is this is a very difficult pshat, because if I'm measuring along this line that I have, how could I have a Havmi that should be measured along the other line? The other line is not the area, the direction I'm measuring in. So of course I can't use it to measure. The Rishonim are bothered with this question, but I didn't really see a good answer. Continues the Braisa. Hagia l'kaisel. I'm walking along trying to measure the tum, and I hit a wall. Tells us the Braisa, and we'll talk about this more in Mitzvah Shem. Ein oimrim yikoy v'kaisel. We don't say that make believe as if there's a hole going through the wall and measure the depth of the wall. Ela oimdei v'halachlai. What you do is you could estimate how wide that wall is, and then add that to your count, and it's good enough. Ask the Gemara. We just learned in the Mishnah, v'natnan mevliyoy v'chayz l'midasai, that when you hit a wall, you do have law. You take your rope, and you make believe that you're measuring on top of the wall. But you can't just do oimid. You can't just do estimation. So what's the Gemara here saying? What's the Braisa here saying? Do estimation. Answers the Gemara. Hasam nicha tashmishtai, hachaloi nicha tashmishtai. So where Rashi explains is, as shown in diagram 216, is as follows. If the mountain is not that steep, so there, and we'll talk about that more, if the mountain is not that steep, so then what the Mishnah says of doing havla is what's required, as the diagram shows. However, if the mountain is steep, there Chazal said we don't have to do any measuring. All we ask you to do is estimate, oimid, how wide the wall is, and add that to your count and keep on going. Continues the Gemara. Rav Yehuda Mishmu. But before we go into the Gemara, we have to familiarize ourselves with an instrument. The instrument is in Lashon Kodesh, in the Gemara's language, called Chut HaMishkoilis. In English, it's called a plumb line. What does a plumb line do? If you're building a wall and you want to make sure that your wall is straight, how do you make sure your wall is straight? What you do is you take a rope and you put a heavy metal ball or a lead ball on the bottom of your rope, and then you suspend it down. If it hits the wall, so you know you got a straight wall. If it's because gravity will pull your ball down straight. If on the other hand you see that there's a separation, and it's shown in diagram 217, then you know you don't have a straight wall. So the way Rashi explains the Gemara is like this. We're dealing here with a valley. So Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmu, Loi Shon El She'en Chut HaMishkoil She'ar Kenegdo. When is there a requirement that you have to measure the walls? Now let's say this example. Let's say you have a valley which is wider than 50 amas. We're looking at diagram 217, and it's wider than 50 amas. So what did the Mishnah tell us to do? Mekadrin. You have to do every 4 amas. But now the Gemara is going to tell us that under certain circumstances, when the wall is straight, then we don't count the size of the wall. All we measure is the bottom. When is that? If you have a straight wall. Because if you have a straight wall, it's not considered flat. It's not considered part of the distance you're measuring. Says the Gemara, we're going to learn in a moment, but I'm going to explain it. It doesn't have to be perfectly straight. If it's not that, if it's deflected, that means your wall is less, and the diagram shows it actually, is less than 4 amos. Less than 4 amos, slanty, and that's already considered that it's not a that's still considered a straight wall, where there is no need to measure the sides, you only measure the bottom. Now we'll do the Gemara. Loishanu, this that we said that we do kidur, or one of the other requirements in measuring the valley, is elish ein chutam shalosh yari kenegdoi, where the wall is not straight, where the plumb line doesn't go straight down. Abel chutam shalosh yari kenegdoi, if the plumb line goes straight down, that wall is a wall. It's not distance. It's not area. Maidai medida yofa. Then you just do medida yofa. What's the definition of medida yofa here? So as the picture indicates, you only measure the floor on the bottom. You don't measure the sides. Now ask the Gemara. V'kama anka shogai. How deep down could you have a valley and it's still just measure the bottom and everything else doesn't count? Omer of Yosef apayim. Can't be deeper than 2,000 amma. Why 2,000 amma? So the Mishnah Berura quotes the Levush, who says that since regarding Tchumim, 2,000 amma is the operative number, as we know that Tchum is 2,000 amma, so that's why Chazal said that if it's more than 2,000 ammas deep, it's already considered a separate area, and you can't measure it. Esay Abaya, ask Abaya, the Braisa says, if it's 100 amas deep, and it's 50 amas wide, then you could do havlo. But if it's more than 100 amas, you can't do havlo. So we have a stira. We said that you could do havlo as long as it's less than 2,000 amas. Yet here it says 100 amas. Answers the Gemara, hudam kacherim. It's machlekes tanoim, and he holds like tacherim. The band omer that says 2,000 amas. The Tanya. Acherim oimrim afilo omek alpayim. Even if it's 2,000 amas deep, v'rochet nun mavliya. Ikadamri, that is the third version. Omar Rabbi Yosef afilo yesm alpayim. Even if it's deeper than 2,000 amas, it's still okay. Ask the Gemara, command the loiketanakam v'loiket acherim. The machloikas that we had till now was as follows: the first Tana said it could be 2,000 deep. The second Tana said it can't be more than 100 deep. But nobody said it could be more than 2,000. Yet this Ikad Amri says it could be even more than 2,000. Answers the Gemara, Hosom, Sh'ein Chota Mishaylus Yor Knegdoi. Where is the Machloikis that either 100 Amis or 2,000 Amis is when it's not a straight wall? Ein Chota Mishaylus Yor Knegdoi. It's not a straight wall. If it's not a straight wall and you're measuring the walls, so there is a machlokes how deep the wall could be, 100 amma, 2,000 ammas. Hacha, but this case where we have that it can even be more than 2,000 ammas deep is discussing a situation when it's a straight wall. Now the Rishonim ask, so we're saying now that if it's a straight wall, it could be more than 2,000 ammas deep. How deep could it be? Could it be with no shear, or is there a shear? So some Rishonim say there's no shear, and when it's a straight wall, it could be as deep as it could be. Others say that even then, it can't be more than 4,000 amas deep. Now the Gemara says also, to have a straight wall is virtually impossible. When you build a wall, or it is a wall of a valley. So as we said before, what is still considered straight? If this plumb line does not go down perfectly straight, how much is still considered that it's a wall that's considered like a straight wall? Amar Abimi, we explained in the shown in diagram 217, Dalit. As long as it's less than Dalit Amis slanty, it's still considered a straight wall. The Chaim Tanur Rami Choskel, that's up to Dalit Amis. We learned in the Mishnah, Hagi Lahar, if you get to a mountain, Mavlioi, you do have law for Chayz Lemidosa. Says the Gemara, Omer Rava, Loishon El Bahar, Hamaslaket Yud Metoch Dalet. This is diagram 218, the bottom picture. Here you have a mountain, which you have two mountains. if you have a mountain which is quite steep, what's the definition of quite steep? That up to 10 tefach, in 4 amos, you already have a height of dalet of eser tefachim, 10 tefachim. So there, Chazal told you that havlah is okay. However, avol b'har hamislaket yud b'toichei, which is the upper picture, where it takes 5 amos to reach a height of 10 tefachim, so you're not dealing with a very steep mountain. There, ma'idai medida yafa, you can't do havlah, you just measure it the old-fashioned way, you take a 50 amos rope and measure it. Now, Tosis points out that here, the definition of the word medida yafa is different than the word medida yafa that we had before. On the top of the Amud, we teach medida yafa that you only have to measure the bottom, not the sides. Here we're saying medida yafa means you have to measure everything. So the Gemara is using the same terminology, but very, very different meanings. Medida yafa on top of the Amud told you have to measure less. You only have to measure the bottom, not the top. Here medida yafa means that you have to measure everything. Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Nachman Nosam Masni L'Kula. He learns the Gemara L'Kula. Amar Rava Lai Shano Ela B'Har Mislaket Asar Matei Chamesh. When is there a requirement to do Havlah? That's when it's not, it's a mountain, but it's not steep. Ava Mahar Mislaket Asar Matei Chdalid. If it's steep, then there's no need to do even Havlah Oim Deva Hailach Lai. So let's just review the Gemara. When you have a mountain which is steep, so the question is only what's the definition of steep, there you could do oimid, you could do measure, you could do estimation. Now Tosis points out the only time Chazal said that an estimation will be okay and you don't have to actually measure is by a mountain. Why? Because by a mountain it's difficult to get to the, by a mountain or by a wall it's difficult to get to the top, so Chazal and Mekel, they said you could do estimation. What's going to be the halacha, however, by a valley? Is there ever a heter to do oimid, to do estimation? According to Tosfos, the heter of estimation is only when something goes up, not when it goes down. They climb into the valley and measure. That's how Tosfos learned. Other Rishonim disagree. They say that oimid will work even in depth. Now, when it's more than that, when it's not that steep, there's a machlokes what not that steep is, so sometimes you could do havlah, and if it's even less steep than that, then you have to do the old-fashioned measuring. Now, we learned here, there's a very fundamental machlokes rishonim. We learned here that sometimes by a mountain or by a wall, estimation is acceptable. Where havlah is difficult to be done. Why? Because it's a steep mountain. So the machlokes, the Rosh and Rashi, what could estimation replace? Can estimation only replace havlah, which is the case of the Gemara, where instead of requiring us to do havlah, because it's a steep mountain, Chazal said you could do estimation. But what's going to be that situation where havlah wouldn't have worked anyway? Why? Because it's wider than 50 amos. Havlah only works in an area that's 50 amos. So there you would have done, as the Mishnah teaches us, you would have done kidur, mekadrin. Does estimation also replace the need to do Mekadrin because it's a mountain and it's difficult to measure? That's the way Rashi learns that Mekadrin, just like estimation is acceptable to replace Havlah, so too estimation is acceptable to replace Mekadrin. Or the Rosh learns, no, the Gemara only allowed us to use Oimdim, to use estimation to replace Havlah. But Mekadrin is always doable, and if it's an area where Havlah wouldn't have been doable anyway, and you would have to do Mekadrin, do Mekadrin, and non-estimation. So Machloik is Rashi and the Rosh, as I said. The Shulchan Aruch, Paskins like the Rosh, that according to the Rosh, only that estimation could only replace Havlah, not Mekadrin. However, the Gra, Paskins like Rashi, and says that that estimation could replace both Mekadrin and Havlah. Continues the Gemara. We learned this in the Mishnah. As we explained in diagram 2.14, at times a person is going in his line to measure the tchum, but he comes to a valley that's too wide, so we allow him to move up to where the valley is narrower. Tells us the Mishnah, but that is only as long as that area is within the tchum.
And to explain what we learned, the Mishnah, my Tamar of Kahana, Xeris Shomru Midas Tchum Balakan. If somebody will see me measuring in this area, he'll think that since I'm using this area to measure the Tchum, this area must be within the Tchum. And it actually isn't. Chazal said that the only area that you could use to measure the Tchum is an area where there is actually Tchum. Learned further in the Mishnah, im any yachal avliyoy, but let's say you have laws not doable, as we explained many times, the simplest situation is because the gap is just too wide, so you do mekadrin. Tanabonin, ketz mekadrin, exactly how does it work? This we explained in diagram 215. Tachten keneged liboy, the person on the bottom has the rope next to his chest. Elyoin keneged megaloysev, the upper person has the rope by his feet. Om rabaya, we have a halacha, a mekadron el bechavul shel arba amos. The only thing that should be used is a rope that's talad amos long. And as we explained when we learned the Mishnah, every time you use this, you gain in area the height of a half a person. Amrav Nachman Amrav Avua, a mekadron, even though we just learned in the Mishnah and the Gemara that Chazal were makel to allow us to use this mekadron method by tchumim, it's not accepted by Egel HaRufa. We remember the parasha of Egel HaRufa. If a corpse was found, we don't know who killed him. So we have to measure which is the city closest, and that city brings an Egel HaRufa. It's a whole process. So says the Raisa that by Egel HaRufa to measure, you can't use this mekadrin. You have to measure the good old-fashioned way, just measuring it. Why? Because it's the Raisa. And when you're dealing with the Raisa, so all these coolest that we allowed in measuring are not acceptable. Furthermore, v'loy v'ari miklat. We know that if chas v'sholem, one person kills another person, b'shoigeg, the halacha is he runs to ari miklat. And as long as he's in the ari miklat, the goyel adam cannot do anything to him. But the halacha is that not only do the Ori Miklat save this Roitzeach, also the Tchum around the Ori Miklat have that ability. What? Now I'm measuring that Tchum to know that the Roitzeach can walk in that area, so I can't use any of the coolest, including the cool of a Kadrin, in measuring that area. I have to measure it just straight. Why? We're dealing with the Raisis. The other Torah told us we have to measure, so we can't rely on the Kadrin. We have to measure it straight.